Good morning. I'm just back in the US. I spent a week in Europe talking to some of our major banks. The mood is definitely radically different from where we were at the beginning of the summer. I think everybody's starting to realize that the world has put itself in a predicament of not having enough energy to meet the insatiable demand that is coming from developing countries. The 7 billion people who don't live in the OECD have aspirations to catch up with those of us that live in Europe and America, and are creating a very, very strong incentive for energy prices in general, gas prices in particular, to go. This is now the consensus. You've got the press all over Europe and in the United States referred to Farid Zakaria's program on Sunday, where he mentions and actually states that we are starting an energy crisis and there's no sign of being able to meet that crisis in the short term. It's going to take many years to get to the position where we put things back in balance, and this is going to be for all forms of energy. And I will remind you that 84% of the world energy today is composed of hydrocarbons. Politicians are slowly starting to catch up. Germany last week has asked the European Union to consider natural gas a green energy to facilitate the financing of natural gas facilities. France has followed suit and added nuclear to the same process. So you're now seeing dynamic where governments around the world are realizing that in order to meet this issue of energy shortages on a global basis, from coal to gas to oil, investments are going to have to be encouraged. We're going to have to choose the type of energy that we want. And at the moment, gas is the favorite, but if you cannot get gas, you will go to coal and you will go to fuel, as is happening in different countries. So this would have an impact on all energy prices for the next decade. So what does it mean for Tellurian? Well, our first phase is two trains, and we want to sell 550 BCF, which we can buy in the United States somewhere around $5 and sell on the water somewhere around $25. Will these prices stay at these levels? Probably not, because those are very high prices for the global economy. But even if they come back to an oil equivalent today, you're talking about $15 in MMBTU. In other words, the margin you're making by crossing the beach is $10 in MMBTU. So Tellurian can expect to make from its first phase $5.5 billion a year for many years and several decades. If you discount this back to today, that would imply a value for our stock that is significantly higher than what it is today, probably in the $30 to $40 range. And we're not getting that. Why? Well, the very, very simple answer is that the market is not believing that we can put the financing in place to do this. If not, our stock would trade significantly higher. I don't think there's any doubt anymore that gas prices are going to remain high on a global basis. So it's not that difficult to organize the financing under that set of circumstances. The banks are starting to look at this very, very seriously. And not only that, but they're starting to be prompted by their governments, as what happened in China and in Japan in the last 2 weeks, where Japanese banks and Chinese banks have been told to go find sources of supply for all energy at any price in order to make sure that we can resolve the problem that is facing the world today without going to a global recession. And Europe is following suit very quickly, and American banks are already on the issue. So it is not that hard to organize the financing. So take another look at what we have today. We have a company that has no debt, a couple of $100 million in cash, small production that generates about $100 million a year. We're in a very, very strong position, and we own a gateway to the world markets that is extremely attractive in today's circumstances. We'll keep talking about this in the next couple of weeks, and then I have a surprise for you in the second week of November. Thank you very much.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, energy supply and demand, commodity prices, market conditions, regulatory developments, Tellurian's projects, costs, margins, cash flows, profits and prospects, the potential values of Tellurian securities, and the financing of the Driftwood project. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of October 26, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.